follow the messages on screen to live an audio adventure whenever their show becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Indeed. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July.
America Day.
This is the only day we had to bust this podcast out, so we are doing it on America's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no better day.
Welcome and happy birthday, America. We love you. We love you.
We love all you do for us.
We love all you do. What's going on today, Cameron? What are we speaking of today?
Well, we're going to teach everyone to become doctors the apocalypse.
Is that what we're doing, really?
Yeah. We're going to do some
fantastic
apocalyptic medicine 101.
Biology 101.
We're going to teach you some medicine stuff.
It's a bone, femur bone.
A human.
Yeah.
You think this came off a chicken or something?
Yeah, we're talking about medicine, first aid kits, all that kind of good stuff. We're going to have a review.
Getting hammered on apple beer.
Yeah. We're going to have a review of BioLite Camp Stove 2. We just actually pushed out a video this last week, so if you haven't seen that, go check it out. It's on the website. It's on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
We did like it.
Because you're going to have a lot more video content coming your way.
You sure are.
A whole lot.
That one was impressive.
That one, yeah, it was. Yeah, we're impressed with the BioLite. We're going to talk more about it later.
I almost crapped my pants flying my drone out there. But
he did, huh? That was fun. Hey, guys. Today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Seriously, go get it.
Yeah, just
stop being retarded.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy that doesn't have TacPack. Seriously.
Don't be him.
It's just not one of the cool guys to be. You just don't want to do it.
Listener, reviews starts now.
And we're headed to iTunes for this review. It's from GrecoDog.
Oh, love me GrecoDog.
Love GrecoDog. The title is They're Back. 5 stars. You know, if you want to get on this, you have to give us 5 stars.
Get on your back?
No, I'm just saying, if you want to get on listener review segment, you got to give us 5 stars.
Yeah, 4.
Four doesn't cut it.
3.
It really doesn't.
Forget it. 2, so, go straight to
hell.
Yeah, seriously.
GrecoDog says, glad to see these two are back at it. I'm not sure how much I actually retain from this podcast, or how much they do for that matter, but they are more entertaining than two retards on bath salts wrestling. 5 stars funny.
We don't get anything out of this.
We absolutely, no, sometimes we do.
No, we do. We always do.
We do, yeah. And we hope you guys get something because sometimes we don't know. We don't know if you're getting
you
anything.
You should because it takes some time to prep
sure
for
does.
This.
Social media shout out.
And Shout it out. This one goes out to Russell Lehman on Facebook.
He's always commenting, always liking, always hanging out with us on Facebook.
Thanks, Russell.
So, Russ, our dog, our what's you got to give him a nickname? Old Russ,
Russ Man,
Russ
Lee Man,
Russ. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate you, and everybody, come check us out on all of our social media.
It's a mad, mad world.
Holy moly! It's mad.
It's freaking out.
That one felt like it lingered a little bit, didn't it? I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I'm scared. So
well, I got nothing very much.
You don't?
I haven't got a very big one.
Tell me what you got.
I got the, well, just today, wasn't it?
I don't know.
On America's birthday, Korea decides to launch an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What do they got to prove?
They're just testing their missiles, man.
Can't stand them, man.
They're just testing
Nobody
missiles.
Nobody can stand them. But yeah, so yeah, stay tuned to that because everybody's getting pissed off.
No,
Japan,
yeah.
China, you know, I really hope
I don't know.
Squishes
there's,
their throat.
There's crap going on with China, too. Did you see that?
China's got
that, issues. There's some disputed islands out there that we sailed a little close to.
Yeah, didn't I talk about it on the... Oh, no. Is it the same ones that they're slowly,
I think so, consuming? Yeah. And so they're a little pissed off, and we're like,
they're always, yeah.
I don't really give crap. I'll sell wherever I want, boys.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I think I did mention it on one of the Mad Worlds.
Yeah, I think you did at some
China's
point.
China's getting pissed. Or everybody's getting pissed that China's starting to consume everything.
Yeah. So anyways, there's a lot of fun stuff going on in that part of the
yeah.
world.
Yeah. Whoever's living over there, good luck.
Yeah. So mine, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you did you read this, Cam?
I did, you nerd.
You don't think? I think it's kind of interesting. NASA discovered 10 potentially hazardous asteroids close to Earth.
10?
10. Well, that's what it says, 10. And NASA and FEMA prepare for asteroid impact. Darn.
How close do they think they'll come?
It's so close that they called Bruce Willis.
Get on there. Get on drilling.
Get on. Start that drilling, boy.
He died, though. Oh, so yeah, he did. He can't. Yeah. There's no driller anymore.
There's no more drilling. We're going to have
Ben
have to
Affleck
talk to
get up in there.
The gazelle.
Just trust me. I'm going to push through.
Yeah. The findings come shortly after a group of Czech scientists warned fragments of asteroids could wipe out entire countries. They're hidden in the Taurids meteor shower.
Taurids? I just tore it in my pants.
Is that a Ford Taurid? What are you talking about?
It's like the size of a Ford Taurus. A bunch of Taurus out there.
I love them Taurus.
That's pretty good size if it's an old Taurus.
My grandma had a Taurus for a long time.
That would not be a good selling car name. Yeah, drive me a Ford Taurus.
Taurus. I love my Taurus.
Oh, just tore my pants there.
Anyways, according to the group of researchers, one of the fragments could hit Earth in 2022, 2025, 2032, or 2039.
Pretty specific.
That's when the meteor showers happen.
Mm.
The torrid meteor showers.
You got fragments from that torrid hitting all over.
Yeah, I'm back 40, and a fragment of that torrid just all over the place.
You know, when I was a kid, the torrid hit, killed half the population.
Tore it up the whole damn town.
It tore it right up. Oh, that's pretty nerdy. Good job.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, jeez.
I just thought
that's
this
actually
was funny.
That is pretty
so
funny.
NASA interesting and FEMA came together on October 25th to plan a response to such
and
a hypothetical.
Became the FEMA.
What?
The FEMASA.
The FEMASA?
Combine the two.
FEMASA.
NASA and FEMA came together and became the FEMASA.
A SEMA. A FAMA.
FEMASA.
In a tabletop exercise, basically they were playing games, a kind of ongoing simulation.
Yeah, we got the turret. Did you guys hear?
They're going to have a level 4 turret because I've got a level 5.
Did you guys know there's 10 turrets coming up this way?
Boom, 5 turrets right on you.
Anyways, right. they did some stuff, and that's it. I just
wonder what they were playing. Ah, killed your dungeon defender.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Freaking nerds. Trying to save our lives, freaking nerds.
We're not nerds, they're nerds. Let's start talking about this apocalyptic medicine 101.
Start us off?
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to start us off. So, I want to start by just talking about different types of first aid kits. So that's kind of the basic starting point for, you know, survival medicine, apocalyptic medicine, is getting those first aid kits. And they're helpful when there's no apocalypse as well.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, a lot of people, you know, make this massive mm-hmm. bag of first aid items. It's like,
it's
are you
going to
pack a whole nother bag
yeah.
with your bug out bag, you know? So, yeah, there's, like you said, the individualized kits are needed.
Yeah.
You definitely
have them in different places for different reasons, you know. So, you know, the first one I think is a really good place to start is the EDC first aid kit. And it is really basic,
yeah.
right? And it's something that you either keep, like, in a little EDC bag. You keep it maybe, you know, I don't know, in your vehicle, you know, even
I have a little teeny, like a little EDC bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, so it's in one, you know, the kits you can buy from the store that are like first aid. I just like that
yeah.
little red bag.
Yeah.
And then I put all my own items and it's tiny.
Yeah.
And if I go backpacking, I throw it in. If I go.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So I have one in my little EDC bag, that little one I got from Survivor Town, right? And I usually keep it in my car.
Yeah, that one's nice.
Or if I'm heading out on a hike, I just throw that thing on. But it's just one of those little, almost like those little Johnson & Johnson plastic.
Exactly.
I've kind of individualized it. I've gotten, you know,
Viagra and Percocet in there.
Two Viagra and one Xanax, and I'm ready for the weekend. Call it my weekend.
First one condom. Actually, I put my pills in the condom.
Yeah. Keep them safe. So, you know, I've got ibuprofen, antacids, Imodium, Tylenol, alcohol wipes, Band-Aids.
Alcohol
wipes. And suck on them. I got a headache. A wound and, no.
Just get a little
edible alcohol wipes.
I feel no pain now. Just ate that wipe.
That's disgusting. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, your EDC kit, that's a really good place to start. You always have it with you, or you should have it at least near you all the time. I think it's a fantastic place to start. Really, really easy, really, really simple. Something you might use every day, possibly. And then the next one is the IFAC, the individual first aid kit, or like a trauma kit for crazy bleeding, or, you know, it has a tourniquet. It has all that kind of stuff. What was that? Tension pneumothorax? No. I have no idea what the hell that is. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
It's just like, it's too hard to explain.
Something I'm not going to talk about right now.
No one's going
to
get this.
And that's for hemorrhage, airway obstructions, all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have like a trauma type kit in your bug out bag. It's almost separate from your first aid kit a little bit. A little bit for your first aid
just
kit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. A car kit is the next one. This, you know, I've had a car kit forever, basically. My wife has had one forever. It's a really good idea for anybody with kids, obviously, because you're always like, you're always out and about with your kids and they're puking or they're bleeding or pooping. It just seems like there's always something coming out of them.
Hey, you two puking and bleeding out there?
Stop it. Stop it now.
Yeah, she's puking and bleeding. You got that kit?
Actually, my daughter puked on the way home from the mountain yesterday.
Did she?
Yesterday, yeah. Coming down the twist
it was
on the
windy.
Mountain.
Whew. My kids were... Bennett
all of a sudden, she's like, I don't feel good. And I'm like, oh, crap. All I had was like this
good thing you have old vehicles.
Yeah, I know. I had this little cardboard box. I'm like, here, take this. She pukes in the box, and it's all like starting to drip out the bottom. Yeah, sloshing down the road.
Yuck.
It's always a good time. So, you know, puke bags might not be a bad idea
that
for your
a
car,
bad idea.
Honestly. So... your car kit is kind of like a medium-sized kit, lots of variety of stuff, you know, based on, you know, what kind of, if you have a family or if it's just you, a single person, obviously you can make that individualized for whoever it is. So then your bug out bag kit, and this is small to medium. This is basically everything you might need for like 72 hours. And
right.
They're very varied. They're varied kits. A lot of people have different stuff in them. You know, some people like a huge kit. Some people like a small kit.
I like me a huge one.
You like a huge one in your bug out bag? I go to a small to medium type kit in mine. I don't want to get too crazy with it. And then the last one is your home kit. So this I wrote is the Mac Daddy of all kits. This is what I say on there. This should be, you know, every med you need for your entire family, your entire group, everything you could possibly need.
Yeah, we're
everything. And we're going to talk about those. And we're going to talk about those basically right now.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We really are.
Okay. So I really like
okay.
the
okay.
individual first aid kit. Mm-hmm. The IFAC.
IFAC.
That's just a funny word. So, the essentials of every kit is what I wanted to kind of talk about right now. Because these are the things that... you want in every kit.
Oh, thanks, Cam.
The end.
Holy
Thank
frick.
You. Thank you. No, these are the essentials. There's just tons and tons of different types of medical supplies. And, I mean, you can, like, when we went to that prepper con,
yeah.
I mean, you could buy a freaking suitcase that was individualized packets. Like, that's a sweet thing, but, it's, man, they,
yeah,
they're dinging. I mean, they're getting a ton of money from that.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff you don't need.
No, I mean, it's like...
stuff you don't know how to use.
No.
It's like, well,
it's got like a helicopter cage. I mean, yeah, put yourself in it,
yeah.
And then you're going to...
wrap yourself up.
Intubate yourself.
Yeah.
They're like over-the-top kits, which are awesome. If you can afford them and they're already pre-packed, go ahead. But
yeah.
It's not the most, you know, compact, easily you know,
yeah,
the easiest pack to travel around with. So what I wanted to talk about is just the simplest stuff that you need to have in every one of them.
Yeah.
So let's talk about medicines first. Acetaminophen. So this is Tylenol. Not the greatest painkiller. I mean, does it really do much? Some people, no.
It doesn't
some
do anything people, to me, man.
It helps me a little. You just got to overdose on it.
And that's your medical tip of the week. Overdose on Tylenol.
No, it's, I mean, it's the reason I like it is because, you know, across the board, it's safe for most ages.
Yeah.
So, especially if you have a liquid form. Aspirin. So, I think aspirin is one of the best discovered medicines ever.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. Because, you know, one, it does, for me, it helps a ton with headaches. It just burns a hole in my stomach.
I honestly haven't taken an aspirin since I was probably 10 years
really?
Old or something
yeah.
like that.
And it just has multiple medical uses, you know, for platelets, you know, blood thinning, mm-hmm. heart attack. It's the first thing you chew.
Yeah.
You know, it's just essential to have. So, and it will reduce fevers. So it's a great medicine. It's, you know, it's not used very much anymore, and it's cheaper than dirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so cheap.
You can get baby aspirin. You get, you know, adult size, chewable, liquid. I mean, it's...
For nothing.
Yeah. So definitely have some, though. Then you got your anti-inflammatories, you know, ibuprofen or naproxen or, you know, any of those.
Ibuprofen's just, my drug of choice, man.
Yeah. He's got a problem. But really, ibuprofen works for fevers. It works for pain.
Yeah.
It's good early on with healing. So with sprains, I mean, you need to have a lot of ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with that. No problem at all. You're not going to get in trouble.
Okay, good.
You're going to love ibuprofen.
I already
If you like ibuprofen, you will love this medicine called
yes.
ibuprofen. Antihistamines, there's a billion of them. Mm-hmm. And you're going to run into allergies, itches, hives, different rashes. We always start with the antihistamine. So stock up. They're cheap.
Yeah.
For sure, I'm going to have anti-diarrheal. So,
Especially
chewable Pepto.
In apocalyptic situations, maybe you're eating freaking, like we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
You know, why you want a lot of toilet paper and why you want.
Seriously, you're going to be eating.
Anti-diarrheals.
Like. Some crap.
Yeah, and you might be drinking water that's subpar. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, it could be like a horrible situation. So your body's going to take some time to get used to that,
right.
You know, doing that. You're going to eat all this weird, like, freeze-dried food that you're not used to. And
yeah, your body's going to love it.
Your diet's going to be messed up. You're going to be, like, exercising differently. Your routine's going to be off. Your body's going to be like,
You might be eating each other.
Yeah, seriously.
You might be
no,
eating each other.
No, don't do that.
So, yeah, anti-diarrheals are extremely important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like the Pepto-Bismol chewables because Pepto-Bismol actually is kind of an antibiotic a little bit in the gut.
Oh, really?
It actually kills bacteria, too.
I did not know that.
So that's a good one. And then, you know, go with a basic acid reducer, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tums or Rolaids, anything like that because... You know, when you're stuck in that riot, let's not get started on that. When you're carrying a microwave across town, your stomach's going to be churning.
Oh, my gosh. How you going to get down with your hook hand, though? That's what I don't understand.
You know, yeah. So, constipation. So, there's going to be the opposite, too.
Yeah.
You're going to be dehydrated, probably, you know, traveling, moving. You don't have time to drink a lot. Yeah, you're going to have poo balls stuck in your butt. So,
is that the technical term for it?
You got a little poo ball? Did your tum-tum hurt?
Tum-tum hurt.
So, you do want a stool softener, especially for all you pregnant ladies.
What the hell was that? Oh, you pregnant ladies.
I don't know.
Stool softener for you.
So, they're cheap. There's tons of them. Definitely get you some stool softeners. Oral rehydration packs. You know, I actually was looking on Amazon. They have some really good ones, and you can buy a box of like 60 packets for $12.
Oh, nice.
So
that's a good idea.
Mix with some water, and boom, you got your oral rehydration. Tastes like garbage, trust me.
Yeah.
But they do have lemon-flavored ones and stuff. I'm going to get a box.
Mm.
Yeah.
Get lemon.
Oh, did you say lemon?
Get lemon.
I'm going to.
Good.
So, yeah, get your oral rehydration packs.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is topical antibiotics. So you can get them in little packets. You can get a 50 billion tubes if you want.
You know, my daughter went to the doctor the other day. She had to get that weird little thing cut off her back, you know, like the the mole thing. They said do not use triple antibiotic ointment anymore.
I don't use it.
They said use Vaseline. Don't use that for some reason. What is the point? I mean, why?
Like the neomycin in triple antibiotic is kind of irritant to the skin.
Really?
Most of the time. And then people like overuse
they
it.
They just overuse
resistant.
It.
Mm. Yeah. So
interesting.
I still think there's some use in it. I mean, it's basically an emollient. I mean you've got kind of a protector. Mm. It's just like, I mean, it is petroleum.
Yeah.
So it's
same thing.
You're getting a Vaseline anyway.
Right.
I'm sure somebody read an article the day before they did it.
That's
guess what I heard.
Well,
I see that happens.
You'll
all
never
the time.
Use it again.
You know you don't need these. And then the next month they're like,
you don't
actually,
really.
Remember I took you off those. You need these.
Stop drinking water. I read this article.
I read you're not supposed to drink it through your mouth.
Yeah.
You get it poured in your nose. It's the clearest, cleanest way to drink it. It's
also good for your sinuses.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it's
somebody reads something the day before and they're like, "Yeah, actually, we don't use this anymore." Actually, I don't. And then topical steroids creams. You know, you can get hydrocortisone. That stuff's really useful. Anytime you got a rash, hydrocortisone. But it is really useful, again, for hives or bee stings, things like that. It can help reduce swelling. And then nausea medication. This is also one of the most used medications in the world. So Zofran. You can get some of that.
That's good stuff,
awesome.
Man.
You can get promethazine, even a motion sickness pill, which I'd also recommend, you know, Dramamine or Bonine or any of those. And then... So that's it on medicine. I put this in the wrong place.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't go in that space.
So wounds. These are all really simple to carry. They're small, lightweight. I would put some gloves in there, just one set. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know
it's
who
like
you're
going
to be helping gloves. On. Helping on.
Hey,
I'm all helping on you.
I'm helping all over you.
I'm going to be helping all over you.
There's your prostate.
Why are you helping me?
Hey, man, I just got a cut on my shoulder.
I just make sure you don't got prostatitis. Syringes, you know, just one, you know, if you have one in that kit.
Yeah.
It's not always something that I carry, but I think it is helpful.
For, like, irrigating wounds and stuff.
Squirt out. Yeah, exactly. Drop medicine, shoot up, whatever you want to use it for.
Whatever has to happen, ibuprofen through the veins.
Alcohol wipes. Really quick, easy way to sterilize.
Plus, you can eat them.
You can eat them. And get a little buzz. Don't follow any directions that we give you.
Yeah, please. Don't listen to anything we're saying.
If we change voices, it's probably something you don't want to listen to.
Yeah, here's your... Yeah. If we change voices, do not take it as advice in any way, shape, or form.
Alcohol wipes will sterile really well.
And you can eat them, too. Then you can eat them on a Friday night and get a buzz on the apocalypse.
Moving on. So iodine too, you can I think you can buy iodine over the counter.
I'm pretty sure you can, yeah.
It's great for sterilization. Makes
a mess.
It does make a big freaking mess. Then you look jaundiced all day long. What's wrong with you? I just sterilize myself.
I'm sterile. Look at me.
You don't need to worry.
My entire face is sterile.
You don't need to worry. It's covered in iodine.
Let's see that.
I'm sterile, and we're going to get helping on you.
I'm going to help all over you, boy.
So,
That's a torn. Turn. And don't worry.
Ace or Coban, you know, so you got something to hold dressing in place. Not salad dressing.
How about bandages? Turkey dressing?
Thousand Island dressing. Band-Aids, you know, those are teeny tiny. You can stuff a billion in a freaking pack. And my kids will go through a billion.
Yeah, in like a day.
Put it on! And then like 2 minutes later, this one's crinkled.
I bumped my shoulder.
Can you put it on my eye?
I bit my tongue.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you can't put a Band-Aid on your tongue.
And then like you see one sitting like at church. You're like, what? Kid took it off in the middle. My kids always, they're wearing like 15.
Yeah.
And they're psychologically helpful for kids.
They really are.
Oh, I'm better. You got a broken arm.
I think I have stomach cancer. There's a Band-Aid. You're all right.
I feel better coughing up blood. I got a Band-Aid. It's fine.
Daddy gave you a Band-Aid. He's helping on you.
That gunshot wound, fine. As you piss
Daddy,
your pants.
I've been shot.
Just put a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of gunshot wounds, the hyphen, you know, chest seal, that is, you know, it's really thin and you can throw it in a pack.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going a little faster here. Sterile bandages. Yeah, there you go.
Sterile bandages. Want them to be sterile.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
And we did that. Was that last week or last podcast?
Yeah, that you can make your own.
Make your own.
Pressure cook them.
Pressure cook them.
Or you put them in this. Well, imagine the family coming over. Hold on, let me get my bandages out of the cookies. Is that cookies you're cooking?
That's
no, these are
bandages.
Sterile bandages. You know,
I'll help on you.
A triangle bandage or bandana or shamak. Because they, you know, for splinting, for holding up a broken arm, for, you know, gagging somebody. You can use them for about everything. A tourniquet. The rat's tourniquet, obviously, is the easiest to use. I mean, these are, it sounds like a lot, but you can pack a ton. Like,
oh, yeah.
I've got all this crap in this little pouch.
I'd like to see that.
I showed you it.
Here's the pouch. About this size.
So, have you seen the little CPR masks that come in those little,
yeah,
teeny tiny? Those are nice. You know, you don't know what mouse you're going to be sucking on.
I'm going to help on you, Bone. Put this on first.
Hold on.
I'm sterile.
Let me get iodine all over my
foreign iodine. She's not breathing. Let me get some iodine on there.
She's not sterile. Man, this is... If anybody that knows medicine listens to this, like, my hell, these guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Tape, any kind. You know, duct tape works, electrical tape, just anything to hold... You know, a bandage in place. A packet of sutures. So I only put one in because, you know, you don't need your, like, I'll get into that about having, you know, the scissors, the needle driver, all that.
Yeah.
It takes up a ton of space. Those things do, and you want them sterile. So that's not a really good thing to have in every packet. But if you have the suture itself, you're going to be able to find something, even if you have to use your fingers to close.
Just to, yeah.
You've got a needle that's tied to
you have thread. Your iodine. You can iodine up your fingers.
So, yeah. But really, just throwing one packet in each pouch.
Yeah.
Because it's a perfect
setup. I need to get
some.
I still don't have any.
I have some.
I need you to get me some.
I will.
Get me some of that good stuff.
I will.
It's my
I'm not going to steal from work, though, it's if anybody alcohol. From work listens to this.
I will not do that.
So, soap. You can get those little teeny tiny... You know, little leaflet things like that we got. The Coleman makes some pretty sweet little soap packets.
Yep, used them this weekend.
I did. I always have them in mine too. Quick clot. So that's a tiny pouch. You know, if you really come on to a huge wound, you're gonna quick clot it.
Boom. Yeah.
And then I already talked about antibiotic ointment, didn't I?
You sure did.
And then glue. So we talked about adhesives.
Elmer's?
Wood glue. I read that wood glue is used.
It's natural glue.
Pine sap. You want to apply pine sap to any wound. I just about knocked over this microphone.
Need some glue for that mic.
So, like Dermabond, any of those, they're little tiny powder. I don't have any of that in mine because it's expensive.
Super
crap.
Glue, man.
But seriously, just having super glue is going to be enough.
We had to use some in Alaska when the guy cut his hand up.
Did you really?
Yeah. We had to super glue it shut.
As long as you can dry and close, that's the same crap.
Worked.
It's really no different. And then, so equipment in these pouches, that's what I was talking about, not having like the suture equipment. You should be, I would expect, carrying some kind of, you know, EDC tool.
Leatherman,
you know,
or something like that.
Like a Leatherman, yeah. That's going to work perfect. You know, if anything, just... Put a lighter to it, and you got a little sterilized, and you grab your needle, and boom, suture up whatever you want.
Get going.
And I put sunblock in there. You know, we've gotten in a bunch of those survival boxes, box. We got the little roll on.
We did.
Pretty sweet.
I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
Where the hell did I put it? I don't know. Maybe it's in my bug out bag.
But yeah, those are kind of nice. So you don't carry, you know, because most moms, you know, they're like, dur, dur, dur. I got 42 ounces. But it's typical because most people forget it. And, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now on to more advanced kits. So in terms of wound, there's a ton of sweet bandages out there. So Tegaderm or Adaptic, Duoderm. Duoderm's like a second skin. It's like a rubber that'll actually just completely seal.
Duoderm.
That is a better name for
Duoderm.
The Trojan Duoderm.
It's like ripped for skin, everyone's pleasure.
But you can't feel nothing. Tegaderm is what they use to hold the IV needles in place. You've seen that little, it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff sweet. Adaptic is like a Vaseline. I don't know what's the word of like intertwined, like
I
inside
don't know.
Saturated.
Okay,
sorry about yelling that.
Yeah, you don't need
saturated
to yell.
Mesh with like Vaseline, so it doesn't stick.
Oh,
so
it nice.
It's sweet stuff.
Is this all stuff you can just buy?
You can. Yep.
You can.
An NG tube. You know, we got those in Alpha Box, actually.
The one or two Alpha Box, scared. Alpha Outpost boxes.
I'd be deathly scared of somebody shoving an NG tube down my throat.
Yeah.
He tipped. Oh, he passed out.
We got one of the nose ones as well, though,
the
right?
The nasal. Oh, yeah. So, nasal. Yeah. Nasal. Oh, sorry. The NG tube is that.
It's oh, it is. Okay. One, so there's the two types,
and then
right?
There's the OP airway, which is oropharyngeal. That's the one that goes down the throat.
Down your throat.
So
the easier one to use for
the
most
NG.
People is the NG tube.
It's nasty, but
yeah,
you really can't poke it up into the brain.
There's nothing
you
can do. Yeah.
Yeah. It just follows the pathway. So they're. I mean, this is more advanced kits. You know, you're not going to be carrying this around in your belt.
But it'd be nice to have a home just in case.
Right. Now for just regular supplies. A tart and IV bag.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah.
There.
So an IV bag and kit, you know, it's going to be worth its weight in gold if you are dehydrated or, you know, if somebody comes
in
your
emergency.
Group. Yeah. A pulse ox, those little electronic pulse oximeters, you know, they have ones for adults and pediatric.
Yeah.
You can put on right away, you know, you can see if Kobe has tachycardia, which he always has.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check oxygen level. So those are really awesome that you can, they're cheap too now. They're not nearly expensive as they used to be. And then now in this kit, I would have, you know, scissors, needle grabbers, forceps, needle drivers, hemostats, forceps, all the tools. Like you can get your little suture
for
packet.
Suture. Yeah.
Yep. SAM splint, that's that malleable aluminum. Those are sweet for splinting. They're impossible to carry around in a really small kit, but they're awesome to have at home. Now, orthoglass is what we use a ton for splinting in the emergency department.
Oh, it's like the fiberglass type?
It's the cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they always use. You know, put you in that, and then you go see an orthopedist or whatever.
I see.
You can buy that stuff. It's expensive, but it's awesome. Yeah. Or you can just, honestly, casting material is pretty cheap, too. It's just, if you don't have a remover, you're going to be taking your sweet time getting that off. And then this is where I'd have more suture and more types of suture, you know, like the absorbable.
Yeah.
Just have a bunch of it. And we talked about that. You know, you want the 4-0 and all that stuff in the other podcast of what type. Israel bandage, that's a really good absorbing bandage for like deep wounds, abdominal wounds. Those are available on Amazon too. All this stuff really you can buy on Amazon.
Yeah, pretty much all of it, huh?
So an oxygen mask, you know, the non-rebreather type, it's good. You can use it for, like, if you have a nebulizer, which the little machine that can deliver albuterol, you can use it for oxygen if you have an oxygen tank.
I've got one of those
little medical masks. Yeah, most, if anybody in the family has asthma, you usually have one. And they don't really expire as long as you keep them sterilized, you know, just boil them. I put in here a lighter or, you know, like a little butane torch thing.
Yeah.
You sterilize everything with fire. Fire is amazing.
It is. I love it.
So, yeah. And then scalpel blades. You don't even need the whole scalpel kit, you know. We just use the blade. Like, we just take it out and just, yeah. So, you can buy a bunch of those, too, and enjoy it. You'll love it.
You'll love it.
You'll love yourself some scalpel blades. All right. And then on to, or I put in there a suture guide, abscess drainage guide, you know, fracture, splinting. You can fit like 3 sheets and just fold them up and throw them in that bag.
Yeah.
Like, I highly recommend doing that because you're probably not going to remember all those things if you don't do it day in, day out.
Absolutely not.
And you can just follow a guide. Done and done.
Done and done.
Now, if you have a lot of money, you can buy a stethoscope. Well, a stethoscope's not very expensive. An otoscope, which is what we use to look in the ears. Those are expensive, but I see millions of people because you can't see inside the ear.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a moneymaker for me. It's a moneymaker. Can't look in there. I can't. A thermometer, sterile water, medical shears. You know, we got those Leatherman ones.
Yeah.
Those were freaking sweet. Well, you got, I got those
Leatherman ones because I don't have it.
So Leatherman makes a sweet shear, and that is awesome for casting material, you know, cutting pants off.
I'm going to help on you.
Let me use my shears. And I mentioned the nebulizer and mask here. And then I would throw in, you've got a bunch of N95 masks.
Yeah.
Just throw one in a kit, you know,
yeah.
Or have a box.
If you're working
like
on somebody or you find somebody that's sick.
Just... Yeah. You don't know where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Boom. That probably, if you could, that's kind of hard to squeeze into a
smart kit. You can kind of.
It's not going to be the best, but it's gonna be better than nothing.
Yeah.
Guess it's better than nothing. And then last thing is medications. So these, you know, this is where it would vary a lot. Obviously, you want the things that you're taking, you know. You want to stock up. And Kobe's got some stuff on that. Lidocaine. So lidocaine with and without epinephrine. And I'll talk more about these in the medical tip. Antibiotics, you know, in our book, the... you know, our casual prepper book that's available.
Uh-huh.
We talked a little bit about it.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah.
Do you know what that book
Guide.
Is?
Guide, yes.
The Casual Prepper's Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, is that the one you're talking all about? Got it for free.
Yeah, you cheap bastards.
Seriously. Now you owe Kobe. Big time.
Yeah.
And me.
No, but we do talk about that in the book a little bit.
So the book actually has it all nice, organized, mm-hmm. and written out, which is the same stuff that I'm going over. But, you know, antibiotics, Cipro, Bactrim, Augmentin, Rocephin. Rocephin's injectable, but Omnicef or Ceftonir. These are all broad spectrum. They're pretty cheap, you know. If you get a bottle of it, don't follow directions and have leftovers.
Yeah.
Save them.
Save it.
But these are also available, not the Augmentin, but Amoxicillin, Bactrim, Cipro, they're all available in fish antibiotics.
Right.
And those you can get.
So what did we decide was the shelf life on those things? I mean, I know we spoke about
the antibiotics.
It. Yeah.
It's super confusing.
I know we spoke about it a few times, but
basically, they don't, you know, some of them, like the tetracyclines or the... any of the liquids are going to expire quickly.
Yeah,
but the pills, they lose their... a potency, but they're not going to be poisonous, really.
So those, I mean, just keep them.
The fish antibiotics are sealed, and I think they last for like 20 years or something.
Wow. See, yeah, that's great.
So, So they have been proven to be the same. So prednisone, if you can get some prednisone, I mean, there's tons of use for it. Asthma exacerbation or, you know, an allergic reaction.
Is it like an anti-inflammatory prednisone?
It's a steroid.
A steroid.
So, a steroid. Oral steroids, epinephrine, if you happen to have a pen or you can ask your physician for one. I mean, I just give people them if they want them. I'm like,
I want one.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I'll write your script.
Maybe you just had.
I want one. I think they're
hanging around.
Kind of pricey, but super nice to have. Lifesaver, really. Antifungals, both topical and an oral antifungal. If a lot of females, you know, have a yeast infection after antibiotics or something like that, they usually have leftovers. So those are really helpful to have. Albuterol. Albuterol is extremely important if you can get some of that. I mean,
I need to get some extra of that.
Right. I mean, I'm not telling you guys to lie because these medicines are safe, but if you see your doctor and be like, you know, can I get,
can you prescribe
me a Ventolin inhaler or, you know, an albuterol inhaler? It's not poisonous and I'll do it.
Yeah.
I actually had that interesting story where I dug a stick out of somebody's arm and he's like, I'm more interested in survival medicine. I was like, what?
Hello?
Guess what?
Sit back down.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Okay. I got some stuff for you.
I'm going to send you an email.
Yeah. So, I gave him some supplies while he was there.
Did you?
So it's not
offensive. Just be nice to your doctor is what you're saying.
Aloe vera is always nice for burns. Sulfasilvidine, we talked about this in one episode about burns. It's kind of an antibiotic ointment. It is prescription, but I'm sure Canada or something you can get it.
Mexico.
And then if you have any leftover narcotics, these will be worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, they absolutely will.
You know, bartering stuff that Kobe will also talk about. But hopefully, I mean, that's kind of an extensive guide. And
it's a lot
in
to
our
take
book.
In.
Our book has a ton of this stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have all of it, but it does have a lot of that. So just go back and take notes on that stuff. Take some notes.
You can pause.
You can.
So just start listening. Pause. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, I will do
yeah.
a web article on
yeah.
it. Maybe.
We've got some things planned.
We really
about
are
this.
Trying to get, I'm trying to get more organized. In Kobe and I want to have a podcast vacation and just
yes.
hammer out that website
yeah,
and
just
give
do
you guys
a bunch of stuff.
All the best info available to mankind.
Right. So the next thing we want to talk about, Cameron, is the useful medical guides every prepper should own. Reference guides, medication identifications, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So what
you want me to hit this now?
What is the goods? Yeah, just hit it, man.
Really, there's not a ton of information here, but these books will save your life. And the reason I wanted to talk about these books is, you know, Kobe and I were talking about how, you know, when you're scavenging, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to come across pill bottles that don't have any names on them.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, is this useful? Is it something I can take? Or is it going to be useful for me to just take and bring back to the
Or
group?
You have no idea what it is. I mean,
right.
it has a name on it, but you're just like.
Or specifics, you know, if I'm looking for this blood pressure medication, what are the alternatives
yeah.
that will work just as well? Or, you know, if you're going to hit up a freaking hospital, boom.
Yeah.
You're going to want to know what all that stuff is. And there's actually some guides that are awesome to just give you enough information, both safety interactions, and it's all concise, and the books are pocket size. So the first one I really like is the Tarascon Pharmacopoeia. It is a teeny tiny book, and it's really basic. You know, it's like, boom, what the medication is, what it does, how it's taken, side effects,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's it, and what the alternatives are.
Nice. Yeah,
that'd super be so easy, super small. It's available by, you know, you have to pay for a subscription, but you can get it on your device too. Another book that I thought was pretty awesome is The Pill Book. It's on Amazon. It's like $20. All of these are about $20, $25.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these would be, you've got to have at least one.
Yeah.
The Pill Book actually has pictures.
Oh, so see, that's
like,
good.
Yeah, you've got like, it looks like, you know, the, yeah, it looks like a book with pictures.
A picture book of some sort. It is this book with all
if you've ever seen a book with pictures, this book is like
is
that.
It's almost exactly like
but yeah,
that.
It has, so it has the more detailed stuff, you know, what the pill's used for, blah, blah, blah. But then in the back, you can go through like color-coded, you know, shape of pill.
You know, because
color.
You say you're out scavenging or something, you're in this old guy's house and they have like those weekly pill things.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
all they have left and you're like,
if they're gone,
I don't know what this
I
is.
I would take them, and if you can identify them.
Yeah, and then you have your pill book.
Or if you want to get crazy, take them all.
Yeah, that's all. I would just take
them
all.
Warm in your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're going to do.
It's pill roulette.
People take them all the time.
He didn't die. Well, he's dead now. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But seriously, you probably, that stuff would be common, and
yeah.
you would want to be able to look it up. So the pill book is awesome because of the pictures. Davis Drug Guide, I mean, nursing or doctor, anything, the Davis Drug Guide is, it's, you know, frequently used. I mean, daily used by a lot of providers. And then there's the Complete Guide to Prescription and Non-Prescription Drugs, which is kind of nice because it has both the over-the-counter crap that you might come across,
yeah.
what it can be used with. And so these are the actual paperback ones. And I'm telling you, you need to have at least one because we don't know. EMP could wipe out your devices.
Yeah.
So you've got to have paperback. Paperback. So the digital forms that can be used offline. So no internet. The one I use every single day is Hippocrates.
Hippocrates.
So it has a calculator to calculate dosage based on weight, side effects, everything. And yeah, it's accessible online. You just need to download it now. Don't try and download it when Korea launches the ICBM.
Yeah.
Medscape too. So Medscape's awesome because offline it also has guides.
Did you say Netscape Navigator?
So you get a CD in the mail.
You wanna America Online. I'm still on that America Online.
You probably still have it downloaded somewhere on
you
your computer because that
do.
Stuff roots in. So Medscape is free and it takes up a little bit of space, but seriously, it has guides to suturing, guides to draining abscesses, and then it has medical direction, like medicines. So you can look up what they're used for, dosages.
Nice.
So all of that is in the app and it's offline accessible. So the other one I use a lot is Omnio. It has a bunch of reference guides that you can download and store on your device. And we've talked about storing a bunch of crap on a device and then,
yeah.
you know, throwing it into, you know, what's the...
An old...
like a cage, the
Faraday cage.
Faraday cage.
Faraday bag or something like that.
Yeah, just protect it and, you know, hope you can use it. So those are all the references that I think you need to have, either a book or paperback one. I like the pocket guide because, you know, if you're going out scavenging, boom, you can look up a bunch of
crap. I think it's even a really good idea, and then I have this in my bug out bag, just like a survival first aid guide.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, just with everything. And I've got like a survival medicine book.
Right.
Along with that stuff, you know, to kind of supplement.
Well, like
that.
Survival Box, which is awesome, is they have those monthly things and they have a little nice binder.
Yep.
It's really small too. And it's got, you know, navigation guides, planting guides. Mm-hmm. It's got a first aid one. I mean, they have some sweet stuff. So making a guide like that for yourself anyway is a genius idea. Mm-hmm. So,
hey guys, real quick, let's talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3%er.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off. And today's a perfect day, although you might not be listening to it on the 4th of July. Today is the 4th of July. And these
maybe
guys are,
next 4th of July.
Yeah, these guys are all about America and your Second Amendment rights and lots of cool shirts like that. So go check them out. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS and you're going to be so super happy about
it. You will.
You really will.
Their shirts are sweet.
Yeah. So moving on our medical, apocalyptic medical 101. I just have a few other things I kind of want to wrap up at the end of this, Cameron. If that's all right with you.
Do it. I do it.
Right? So, some things that I thought about. So, maybe you are scavenging, or maybe you take some of this stuff. But I thought that probably the five, you know, most popular meds in the United States would be a good thing to stock up on, right? Because freaking everybody's using them, which means shit goes down, they're going to need them.
Right.
And you might have them. Right?
It's true.
Yeah, you're going to
help. There's
going to
be some withdrawals from some of them, and
so
you'd be a millionaire.
So one of the most popular is
you're going to be the Pfizer of the apocalypse.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up?
AKA Pfizer.
So number one, level thyroxine. Is that how you say it? I have no idea. So it's basically a medication for hypothyroidism. So if you see that one around, grab it up. You're going to trade it for something good. And the next one is acetaminophen hydrocodone, top-selling painkillers. I guess we've already talked about that. So.
It's just Lortab, Vicodin, Vicodin, Norco. You guys should all know that. You're drug addicts.
Drug addicts. Number three, lisinopril. That's an ACE inhibitor. Basically, it's for high blood pressure, any kind of heart
ailment. It's like the most common started medication for blood pressure.
Yeah, so that's there's a lot of people who have high blood pressure.
Right.
Metoprolol, is that how you say that? Metoprolol, beta blocker, treats high blood pressure, heart failure, all that kind of stuff. Look for that. That's good stuff.
You know, beta blockers, too, are really nice. Propranolol or what's the other common one?
Metoprolol?
There's Toprol XL, which is that, yeah. But any of those, they actually do help a little with anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, they're used in social anxiety and things like that. So, boom, beta blocker.
That's a good idea.
Go through the riot.
Yeah, I got my microwave and my Metoprolol.
Yeah, what's up?
Ready to roll. How do you say that one? Atorvastatin. That's a statin drug for high cholesterol rides. A lot of people taking those. A lot
there
of fat old men probably taking them, right? Other popular ones, Xanax. Obviously, to treat anxiety. Half your neighborhood's on Xanax, most
Seriously,
likely.
Seriously, I'm telling you. Well, Utah itself. Everybody is on that.
It's like 80% of Utah's on Xanax.
There's not as much alcohol consumed here, so.
Yeah, you gotta have something.
That is the drug of choice for taking it.
So if you see Xanax, just keep that stuff. It's going to be good.
Any
it's
going to be good.
Glucophage. I don't know what that is.
Glucophage.
I wasn't even close. That's for diabetes.
That is a good medicine because it's you know, it's all like every first diabetic is started on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
then
it does help.
Amoxicillin, obviously, for infections and whatnot. So that's just a few of the drugs that, you know.
Yeah, any of the benzos like Xanax. Xanax, Ativan, Valium, Klonopin, any of those. They're going to be worth their weight.
Good stuff.
I mean, they're going to be worth millions, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Millions of bullets.
Millions of bullets.
Bullets and toilet paper rolls.
Mm.
Kobe's going to stock
my sweet spot. All right. So the next thing, you know, a lot of people don't think about when they're thinking about medical stuff is dental equipment, you know?
And I've wanted to do a thing like I want to talk to the dentist. Just ask Tom Hanks,
man. He had to use an ice skate to get his tooth out because he had an infection in there. So, you know, they actually make a lot of those kits that you can get just on Amazon, like dental, like emergency dental kits. So dental floss, dental picks, toothbrushes, toothpaste, obviously.
Dentist in a box.
It's a dentist in a box.
Did you ever see the Mad TV episode with that?
Uh-uh, no.
It's awesome. Anyway.
Anyway.
You guys should look it up on YouTube.
It's oral analgesics like... Does that say hurricane? Hurricane?
What the crap is that?
I don't know. Origel.
Don't worry, I'm giving you some hurricane.
Dental probes.
I think these are recreational drugs.
Hurricanes. I got that hurricane or something.
I don't know what dentist you're going to.
My dentist prescribed hurricanes.
You want the gas and the hurricane?
I call it the hurricane. It's the gas, and then I flip you around in this chair really, really fast.
Yeah.
And then I stab you in the tooth.
Hurricane.
And your gums start bleeding. Dental tweezers, mirrors, scrapers, all that kind of stuff. Grab those emergency dental kits on Amazon.
Some of those stores, like Smith & Edwards, like this army surplus place, yeah. It has like bins of like plaque removers and mirrors.
It's like just sitting in the
okay.
Bin.
Okay. It looks pretty one. Sterile.
I'll take that one.
There's usually guys like scraping underneath their nail, and then they throw it back in there.
Looking at it. I don't like that one.
Yeah, that one kind of hurts. I could dig out from underneath my nail. Yeah. Throw it in there. I don't want that.
So moving on from that, you know, if you got the diabetes and you need those refrigerated meds, you know, you need to have a plan.
I need to get an emergency dental kit.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I didn't even know they had those.
Yeah, you can get them. They have some.
Well, I know the ones that, like, make fillings. Is that the way you're talking about?
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff.
It creates, like, fillings.
I'm not really feeling this dental.
I feel pain.
My molars.
Oh. Whoa, incisors. Are you deleting something?
No.
Something just deleted.
No, I'm not doing anything. No.
That was weird.
So,
I bet you my kids are on the computer and it's still up at home.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Okay.
Dad.
So we use OneNote for the podcast and we make notes in here and obviously.
It's connected.
It's connected.
And I have my computer on downstairs and I bet you they're like.
Dad, Steph.
So another important thing is gurgle blavlin.
Gurgle blavlin SpongeBob. So have a plan for refrigerated meds like diabetes. Make sure you have a generator or something that is going to help you, even if the power goes out for a few days. You know what I mean?
Use insulin? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's going to be a pain. Tough for you.
So they make small like 12 volt DC coolers that you can plug into your car if you have to. That's something
that
could help. Yeah,
that's cool.
And I actually found a solar cooler.
I was wondering if they had those. They have to.
They're kind of prototypes right now, but you can get them for about $1,000.
Seems like an oxymoron.
Well, a
solar cooler.
Yeah,
you can use the sun to make cold.
You really do. That's what they do. But they're about $1,000, but you can buy them.
I bet you they.
But pricey. Can you imagine how valuable they'd be?
Oh my gosh. You imagine eating ice after the apocalypse, like not having anything cold? That would suck.
But could you imagine, like, you'd be like, you could, like, make stuff cold.
You could
put a Coke in there and then
charge your meat for a lot longer.
Yeah. Anyways,
it'll probably be the winter. We always talk about that.
I know.
I'm sure that everything will go down in the winter here.
So make sure if you take any sort of meds, make sure you at least have a 2-week supply. Available. We've talked about this before, but so basically the only way to do that is to skip a day here and there if it's possible.
Yeah.
And then maybe try and get refills early. I don't know. What do you suggest trying to do that? Because it's tough.
I'm a little more lean. I mean, seriously, if it's a medicine that's not a controlled substance, if somebody asks me for extra for reasons of traveling or having some while they're traveling,
like
something they can't
Percocet
abuse.
Or something.
Yeah. I'm like, no, that's fine. I understand. That's smart actually.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so talk
if it's a
doctor.
Controlled substance, that's going to be you're going to have to plan on tapering yourself off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just think about that if you take any sort
of. But really, we're not going to be like, well, are you abusing this? You're going to take more of this blood pressure medication?
How much Lisinopril you need, man?
You want some more Viagra?
Oh yeah, yeah. You only get so many boners a day.
Jeez.
Kids these days.
What are you, a rioter?
Bobbing
you
Viagra.
The captor of the riot? I see your hook.
I've seen hook hands like that before, boy.
Get your microwave and get out of here.
We got to stop talking about writers.
I know.
Pediatric stuff, you know, they actually have pediatric guidebooks for medicine, which is if you have little kids or if you have babies, it's a really good idea to grab.
It's a complete different medicine.
Yeah. So they actually have the medical prepper guidebook, pediatric medicine, that you could grab, which I think is a good idea. It's like $12. I found it. Good idea if you got kids.
Seriously, kids are little weird aliens. Yeah. They have the weirdest rashes, the weirdest sicknesses, and they're a threat to humankind.
They really are.
So you probably want to get rid of them.
You're going to want to either get rid of them or plan for keeping them in different ways. There's two ways to go.
Whatever you do, make sure you have like you know, a preschool teacher in your survival group for all
That's
your
a good
kids.
Idea.
Well, you're going to have you babysit today.
I've been babysitting. They also make a Pediapack. It's a pediatric first aid kit. So it's contents.
You pack up your kids.
You just wrap them up in a garbage bag, vacuum seal it, and throw them in the corner.
It's the easiest babysitting ever. I don't know why they don't do it now.
You never hear from them again.
We have to wait for the apocalypse?
Yes, wait for the apocalypse. So the contents in those anticipate, you know, cold system symptoms, fevers, diaper rash, allergic reactions, scrapes, bruises, headaches, all the crap that's going to happen.
He's got a cold, vacuum sealing.
Or, shit, you got a runny nose. Vacuum seal that bastard.
Whew. We almost all got sick.
Anyways. So that's it, guys. That's all we got today.
It's not, though.
It's not. Oh, never mind.
I do want to mention our sponsor, Survival Boxes.
We love
them. So, Survival Box is the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next door outdoor adventure.
Your next door outdoor adventure.
Your next outdoor adventure. God. Hey, there's always one thing that we have to screw up on each of these, right?
Yeah.
There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, go check them out.
No, seriously, you have to check at least one freaking box out.
Yes.
You will be happy no matter what.
Yeah, you're going to get 10% off. If you're looking to, you know, supplement your food storage or start your food storage, you can't beat them.
Yeah.
You can't beat them, so you might as well join
them. It's so nice to like have that peace of mind. Like, did I get more food and supplies? Because you should be doing that always. You're like, oh, it's coming this month.
It's coming.
Boom, it's at my front door.
$30 is coming to your door.
Oh, so sweet.
Couldn't be any simpler.
25-year shelf life for most of it. And, oh,
I got a whole bunch
You're stupid if you don't have it.
From them right back here. So it's
estupido.
Estupido. Okay, guys, reviews.
There's the BioLite. So go and watch our video because we were in a sweet spot.
We were, weren't we?
Yeah, we didn't have a gay old time. We weren't, So, yeah, this, we were seriously pretty dang impressed.
I wasn't sure what to expect with BioLite because I had really high hopes for it, you know, and I just like, it can't really be what it's saying it is. But it really was.
It's that and more.
And more. So it folds up really, like it packs up really nicely. And it has a little carrying bag that comes with it. Well, basically, BioLite, what it is, it's a little stove that produces electricity as well as a smokeless fire. And
yeah, so it uses heat to charge a lithium-ion battery.
Yep.
And you use the little USB port and you can charge your devices.
Mm-hmm.
A light that it comes with.
Yeah, it comes with this light right here. Anybody who's watching can see the light that it comes with. I don't know if the, is it... Plug that in, maybe, and turn it on. See if the light will come on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Try that. So, anyways, you can grab these on Amazon, or you can grab them on BioLiteEnergy.com. About $129, didn't you say they were on sale this week? Actually,
I actually think it ends today.
It ends today. Okay,
but
they were on sale.
I thought that was kind of. I'm like, man, it's kind of a steep price for. Did it turn on?
No,
I'm just.
It takes a second to turn on. But this is the Camp Stove 2. And it's not working. And now it's not working.
I turned it on.
Never mind. Piece of crap. So we started it up very first time. It was actually really easy. The only little bit difficult part is actually starting the fire down in there because there's no port on the bottom to start the fire. You can feel the...
Why is the... doesn't make sense that the light's not coming on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to play with it. Maybe it needs heat as that thing's going. But...
I mean, it's got the battery... battery's running the fan.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Interesting.
So you can hear it. Sorry, I'll turn it down.
turn that fan down. Anyways, man, that thing is literally like a blast furnace when you get it on four.
Yeah,
on the highest.
I don't think you could have a more efficient heat system in such a small container.
And it actually makes a smokeless fire, which is awesome. Like, there's literally no smoke when you get that thing going. So something you could put in your backyard, you know, in some sort of prepping situation, SHTF situation, no one would have any idea you were burning anything back there.
Right.
And it takes just, it's a little tiny bit of fuel.
You would want to, like, try it out at home and see. The only difficult thing is, like, getting that fire started down in there, which it really isn't that hard if you have a fire starting, like, you know, the little chips.
It comes with some little fire starting cubes.
Which worked awesome.
Which worked really fantastic.
And as soon as that, I mean, we turned the fan on within, like, a minute.
Yeah.
And it started just.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'm going to buy one.
You are going to buy one.
Yeah. I want one in my kit because. It's really, we talked about the weight too. It's a compromise. I wouldn't even care about the weight for how efficient and how effective it is. Plus you're carrying a little recharged battery, you know?
Yeah. So you can keep your devices charged, a bunch of stuff. It's fantastic. BioLite Camp Stove 2. We loved it. Go check out our video. And I mean, we're impressed.
They will love you to go check out their website.
Yeah, they actually would. So, that's on our YouTube channel as well as our website.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Alrighty. So, the quick and dirty. So, I talked a little bit about lidocaine, so I wanted to go into a little bit of detail on... say you got to repair a wound or you're going to irrigate a wound, all that stuff. This is just... like, do this day in, day out. So I want to talk about, like, numbing up the wound. So we always think about having the medicine, having the needles and all that stuff, but this is going to tell you how we go about just numbing it up. So the first thing is, you know, lidocaine, xylocaine is what you might find it as. The same thing. It has an anesthetic effect is about 2 to 5 minutes to start working. Lasts about 2 hours. If it has epinephrine epinephrine is a vasoconstrictor, so it's helpful if you have, you know, a wound on the arm or somewhere with a lot of blood flow. Mm-hmm. It constricts those blood veins so you can actually see what you're doing. You're not bleeding all over the place.
Ah.
So the epinephrine is really nice to have. There's areas you can't use epinephrine. You can't use it on your ears. You can't use it on the tip of your nose.
Why is that?
Ears, nose, penis, toes. That's kind of how I always remember it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the end of the blood vessel. And so when you constrict that, you can just kill the skin and because like if you numb your arm or something, you've got some circulation around it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
If you're blocking the end of the blood vessel, it'll just stop. Kill that part of the skin. So yeah, don't use it in the fingers, toes, nose, or on your penis or genitalia. So, definitely get you some lidocaine and some lidocaine with epi. There's 0.5%, 1%, and 2%. You know, I use 1% all the time. 2% is not as, it's as effective. It's just a little more potent, but really all you need is 1%. Bupivacaine or Marcaine, I usually mix the two. It's got a longer half life, so it's about 4 to 8 hours of numbness, and it starts working about 5 to 10 minutes. So if you mix them, you get a quicker onset and you have a little longer duration. Those are the two most common you'll see in urgent cares and hospitals and clinics. I mean, that's, you'll see them in every one of those. So if you start looting tonight, then that's what you'll see.
I was planning on it.
Yep. So the, when you want to use a 25, 27 or 30 gauge needle, these are the least painful. Like, if you use a 30-gauge needle into some tissue, I mean, you're, like, trying to squirt it in there.
Yeah.
Because it's such a small gauge, it's hard to push it into the tissue. So I always use a 27-gauge. So have some of those. And then when you inject into it, so when you have a cut, if it's not really dirty, it's less painful to inject into the actual cut tissue. So, like,
it.
The edges, you're going to go into it and then into the skin. And you can either, and the slower you inject, the less painful. And if the lidocaine isn't like cold, it's less painful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can inject really slow and then kind of advance the needle, or you can advance the needle all the way and then and slowly inject as you're backing out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if the wound's clean, that's the least painful, is just to go inside the wound and inject all the way around. If it's kind of dirty, then you just kind of go about you know, a finger width length, like half an inch or so, away from the site. And then you're just going to infiltrate around. You're just going to squirt it in. And it always turns kind of a whitish color, you know, with lidocaine especially.
Yeah.
But you'll see the skin kind of puffs up and it looks kind of white. And then you just go all the way around where you're going to put your sutures and then you're done. So two ways of doing it. You can, like I said, go real slow and advance the needle as you're going, or advance it all the way and then back up and slowly inject. But don't try and squirt it super fast. Freaking burn. And then the other thing was there, if it's in an area that you're having a hard time controlling the bleeding, or you're having a hard time numbing it, like the fingers, it's easier to do a digital block. And I'd recommend looking that up, because finger lacerations are, I mean, I see those more than anything.
Really?
And instead of injecting around it a bunch of times, it hurts. You only got two pokes and you numb the whole finger.
Ah.
So you want to look into where you can do local, or versus, like, you know, you're blocking the nerves so that you don't have to poke the person a million times. But yeah, that's kind of the quick and dirty about using lidocaine and injecting into the wounds that you're hopefully not going to have to deal with.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic, Cameron.
Yeah. Thanks guys for hanging out. We really do appreciate you guys listening, downloading our stuff. Please go subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done that yet, just wherever you're listening. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. There's going to be a lot more content up there, we hope, coming up very soon.
Really?
And come see us on all our social media. You know, we like to hang out with you guys.
We got some pictures.
Yeah, we got pictures.
We're going to get some more videos, bitches, like Kobe said, and that's kind of exciting. We got got a new GoPro system. Kobe has a fancy camera, so if you want to see F and 4K, we're going to have it.
Yep, see us up close and personal.
All righty.
All right, see you guys.